Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. It is with great compassion that our network owner, Michelle E. Alford, provides to you an array of qualified hosts that share in the commitment to educate, entertain, motivate, inspire, heal, enlighten the spirit, and positively affect the human experience. It is with great pleasure to bring to you this segment of Conversations with the Queen, with none other than the Queen herself, Tay Queen, where her conversations enlighten the nation. Here's the Queen.
With the Queen, everybody, we are live on air. I am on the road right now, so Brother Saeed is definitely the one saving the show right now. He's holding it down, doing the switchboard, doing a lovely job, by the way. I just saw him out of the loop like 20 minutes ago, so this is crazy right now. So you might hear a little bit of background noise from me because I'm still on the bus on the road. But, you know, we dedicated, so we still going to do the show. Unfortunately, our guest cannot be joining us right now for whatever reasons may be. But we still going to kick it here live. We're still going to do our thing. And we're just going to, you know, talk about whatever's covered. So, say, what's on your mind right now? How was your day? How you been doing?
First of all, I want to say peace to everybody in the, on the air. I know that sometimes we may have to make crucial decisions, and man, I think the decision of keeping the show rolling is a great decision because we never know. It may be something that may come up, and somebody may call in, and you know, might get something very, very good. So I think we should just keep going, continue to go forward. Positivity on the move. But anyway, I had a great day, you know. My daughter got a chance to go to gymnastics on Monday, so, you know, I had a great day.
I mean, I did just get back from walking in the fashion show. It was a wonderful fashion show. It was a candy fashion show. And I literally had candy in my hair walking down the runway, so it was crazy. But it was cool. It was fun. I had so much fun. I got to wear crazy makeup that I would never wear and just, you know, rock it out on the runway, which was really fun for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, so, yeah.
It was a cool day overall. You know, had some bumps in the road, some things, you know, didn't go according to plan, but that's life, you know, and that's how things go and go down. So whatever. So big up to Lyndia, and she's out there, you know, she listens back, whatever. Big up to Lyndia, she held it down. I mean, sister was exhausted the last time I seen her, so I wouldn't be surprised if she was knocked out like right now. But yeah.
Hey, tell her just in case she is listening, she don't have the number, give her the number. Oh, well, I don't know if you can listen.
Anybody who is listening out there would like to call in and just share your thoughts. How was your day? How are you? And the call-in number is 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing the number 1, and we'll bring you right on the line. And my lovely, lovely co-host is going to switch one, you know, Tay's on the road. We almost to their destination, so I should be home soon. But yeah, so we still out here.
Yeah, okay. You know, I always wanted to be in a fashion show. You know, I'm a barber, so something that I always want to do is get in, try to incorporate barbering into the fashion industry.
Like a hair show. Yeah, like a hair show. Basically, it was a hair show. You know, I had to hold it down for all the natural models out there. And my big natural flow just doing my thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the pics should be around soon. I mean, when the pics do come out, I'll post them on the website, conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com. You can always find anything related to the show, any information that you want, all that good stuff, you know, on the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
So we pulling in like right now as I'm on this bus. We pulling into the station. I'm finally home. Like I came all the way from Boston. Like I live on the outskirts of Boston, so I just came from the city right now. Traveling about 40 minutes. This is exhausted.
I've
been up since 7:30, son. Like trying to grind and hustle. Been selling my earrings, doing my thing, you know. Gemini Creations.
So you were actually a model in the show?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And you were selling your earrings?
Yep.
Okay, okay. So was this more just a hair makeup show, or was this a model of clothing, makeup?
It was
hair?
A hair show. It was a hair and makeup show. It was like a costume. It was a whole thing. Like, it was, like, more avant-garde type, you know, styling. There was a lot of, you know, loud makeup, a lot of creative different hairstylists doing their thing. It went down at Empire Beauty School, which is, you know, they're all creative and artistic people. So the whole thing was just a whole, you know, creative, you know, just melting pot of different extravagant, exotic looks and just, you know, having fun and with their artistry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that sounds like some fun because, you know, we do this fashion stuff, so, you know.
Yeah.
I bet you was out there ripping the runway, too.
Because, you know, your girl got to hold it down. You know what I'm saying?
Ripping the runway.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? I think you should send a shout out and let everybody know how they can get your earrings.
Oh, well, everybody and anybody who wants to get down with my earrings, you can go hit me up at Taequeen, Taequeen at hotmail.com. I definitely have pictures and information. You can inbox me through my email. If you're on my Facebook and you're one of my Facebook friends, you can hit me up through Facebook and inbox me. I mean, the earrings are dope. Like, everybody was in love with the earrings. So, I mean, they're definitely something you want to have as a part of your collection. So,
right.
You know, and they have metaphysical and spiritual properties to them. It's just a whole, it's a fusion of not only creativity, but, you know, spirituality as well.
Hey, how you like that? We got a call on the line. Call on the line coming from the 276 number. You're live with Conversations with the Queen. You're on the air. Call her, where you calling from and what's your name? Caller from the 276.
They might just be listening. Sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes people just listen in and they accidentally press the number. That's okay.
Okay.
We're going to call the number one more time for everybody out there listening who might want to call in.
Yeah. Okay, caller from the 276. If you want to speak out, just press 1. Let us know.
Yeah, and anybody else who wants to call in, you can call in by reaching the number 917-932-8881.
Yes, that is. We're kind of winging the show, you know. We don't want to cancel no show. We're going to wing the show, you know. Something may come out where somebody needs to get something. So we're just going to wing it, make it happen, you know. Yeah. We're going to do that. How about we do this? How about take it to a break?
Yeah, let's take it to a music break real quick.
Okay. All right. We're going to play something for y'all, man. Everybody just sit tight. All right.
One day, child, I won't have to listen to your lies. On that day, I'll be able to make up my own mind. You know, I think I done finally realized. Yes, I have. And now I think I can put you out of my life. I'm gonna be free. Yes, I am. Oh, Lord. I'm gonna be free, child. I'm gonna be free.
Away from your smile if I can,
and I'm gonna be all right out.
so wild. I think the Lord done gave me a strength now. I'm gonna be free.
Once again, you're on Conversations with the Queen, Tay, and myself, Saeed Mustafa Muhammad Il. We had a show planned, but unfortunately it didn't work out that way, so we're just going to wing it. I see that we have three callers on the line. No one has pressed one to say anything, you know, but feel free to press one to say something, raise your hand. And if you would like to call in, the number is 917-932-8881. Please call in. How you doing, Tay?
I'm good. Guess what? I just got in the door, right? And guess what?
Yeah.
I see laying on my bed as I just walked in.
Don't tell me. I guess.
You ain't going to guess it. Anyway. I see the book, The Homeless Cry. It's an anthology of poetry that was put together by the network station owner, Michelle Alfred, and I was featured in it. I got chosen to be one of the featured poets, and so like I'm sitting here right now. So, you know, everything is everything. It's all synchronicity. So I'll take that as a sign that we was meant to do this. So.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right.
And if you would like to pop a copy of The Homeless Cry, you can visit Michael and Michelle Publishing.com. That's Michael Michelle Publishing.com, and they have the book featured on there for sale. All the proceeds will be going to supporting homeless people, and Michelle's whole cause, she has like a whole organization that they're giving to. It's a whole movement she's really putting together. She's a very passionate person, a very humanitarian person. So, you know, if you love poetry and you want to try and make some difference in this world, that's definitely one of the ways to do it.
Okay. Once again, callers, if you would like to say anything, please press 1 on your dial, and I will release you, and you can say something. I mean, just tell us how your day was. Tell us what's on your mind, anything you want to talk about. You can. Now is the chance. This is the show that you can do that.
Tell us if you ever had one of them days where everything just didn't go right. You ever had one of those days? Everything was like, no. And you was just trying. You was just like, yes. And everything was like, no.
But in the end, it still went right. In the end, it still went right.
Of course. It's all positive energy at the end of the day. But still, you know, we go through them things sometimes. So, you know,
right.
If you had one of them days lately, definitely call in. Let us know how your day was. Have you had one of those off days? Let us know. Let us know. And by calling in and pressing 1 on the line.
Oh, we got a caller on the line. We call her on the line from the 803 area code. You are released. Call us. Tell us where you're calling from and state your name, please.
Peace, what's good? This is Palmetto Star.
Peace, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's good with y'all? What's good with y'all?
Hey, you know, we on here winging it.
He's on here bugging out, son. We bugging out right now. Like, I just got in the door. We bugging out right now. We just doing what we do. Actually, you know what? I just got an idea. Oh, well, do you want to share anything about your day with us, Palmetto, or You ever had one of those days where you was just like, no.
I mean, I think everybody has had one of those days, and, you know, I mean, it just comes with the territory. I mean, when you know your course and, you know, your course and your path, of course, people and, you know, different energy vampires are going to throw obstacles in your way. But, you know, the whole thing is to maintain and just keep on going regardless, because you know at the end, you know where you're going to be. So, yeah, I mean, off days, I have them. Not as often as I used to, but I still get them. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. Today was, I wouldn't call it an off day, actually. This is actually a pretty good day. I want to make a big shout out to Jen, one of my devoted listeners on Two Raw for TV. Actually met up with her. She was traveling. She lives in Florida, but she was actually traveling in the Carolinas. So I was able to make that connection with one of my listeners and personal connections, and it was really cool. But yeah, off days, man. I mean, I feel you on that. I mean, I like long days. I know I'm gonna have a really long day tomorrow. You know, so
yeah.
You know it. You know, and I just try to stay focused, man. Try to get my meditation right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's always obstacles in the way. But you know, nowadays I use those obstacles as stepping stones,
mm-hmm.
and I'm able to, you know, able to use them as sort of a way to still get up to where I'm going. So yeah, I feel you on those off days. But you know, you gotta just keep on going. You know what I'm saying? And persevere. And, you know, everything is going to be good, you know what I'm saying, really. You know what I'm saying? No one can see when you're on your path and you know who you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Man, Palmetto is one of those brothers who I can just look at his, say I'm going to his Facebook or something, I can just click on his Facebook and I can just, if I am having a bad day, somebody can just get a recharge from his Facebook. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it.
For real,
bro.
Brother. For real. And that's why I have dedicated my whole Facebook to, man, there's no negativity, man. We every day is going to be something positive. We're going to talk about every single day, a different subject every day. We're going to stick to the subject. Because, man, I think we just need to try to raise the frequency, man, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm tired
exactly.
of seeing – I mean, it'd be depressing to me to always hearing, man, my baby daddy or my baby mama or this N ain't nothing, this B ain't nothing, and I got 20 haters. Oh, okay, we already know we're going to have haters, man. We already know that. So let's just raise the bar up, raise the frequency up. Let's cut out the negativity. We already know that negativity and positivity together brings balance, but at the same time, we want to try to raise up the positivity. You draw?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get into that negative thinking, that negative state of mind to where, you know, like, oh, this is not going right, this is not going right, this is not going as planned, because quite often, things aren't going to go 100% the way that you envision them.
Exactly.
Right.
It is the perceptive. It is the person that is going to be able to, you know, make it to the finish line that is going to see the positive and the negative.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, yes. I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
I mean, I just look myself up because, like I said, I'm featured in that book. And if you like, I can share one of the pieces that I wrote on air live.
Go ahead.
I definitely
would love to. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We'd love to.
All right. This one is called My Country Tears of Thee. They have forgotten. But in this day and age, how could they be? We are so trained to believe that it is far away, poverty. But with the reality of shanty and tented towns springing up all over the nation, it's looking more and more like far away is here and now. The brisk truth of a bad economy has got those who you always thought were safe down and out. The gentle illusion of safety is shattered by the truth of deregulation. The thin barrier that separated the first world from the third world is now pierced, and the brutal and ugly reality you never wanted to face is coming true. The everyday common man is rioting in the streets, rioting just for peace, a piece of the good old American pie that he, like so many others, was promised. Like I said before, an illusion, a lie, so many of us don't want to face. The politicians lied just to win the race. And just like Michael said, they don't really care about us. We were just another ballot cast in the red, white, and blue box. So the effects are jarring, to say the least. Children without shelter, another mouth to feed. So who will tell when the mighty have fallen? A country once great, now left starving? And you realize how quickly you now are too, just like those on the TV you never knew. The ones who sat and thought it could never be me are the same ones left now who cry alone in the street. For once, the truth of reality has been, it's crazy how things seem to change. A situation that once seemed so strange is now the truth.
Mm.
Oh, we do have Sister. Hold up. My sister is calling me on the other line, so let me call her and see if I can get her in on three-way and bring her on so we can have the interview. Okay?
Okay.
Keep the Palmetto on the line, because, you know, he can come on through and host the show, too. Shit. Let's have a family show.
Yeah, Palmetto.
What's good with y'all, man?
Yeah, brother, we just, we sitting here, we winging it, man. I see we got a few callers on the line with our brother Palmetto, you know. Palmetto, tell everybody when and where your show is.
Well, my show is every Thursday at 11 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/
All right, we're
Raw for TV. All right.
We got Sister back on. Sister Lindia.
Hey. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, I was warming it up and telling everybody, you know, how I did my fierce thing on the catwalk, you know.
Yes, definitely did the thing today, girl. Let me tell you. Our Bahama Mama.
That was my name. Yes. So, you know, even though you're a little bit late, you know, and everything is everything, but we still decided to pull through the show. Thanks to my co-host who encouraged me. He was like, you know, let's do it still. Let's wing it. It still might come together. So, you know, let everybody know who doesn't know a little bit about who you are, what you're doing, and really just, you know, elaborate a bit on who you are.
Well, hi, everybody. My name is Lindia West. I go to Empire Beauty School downtown Boston, and I love to do hair. After I graduate, I want to specialize in natural hair because I feel like black women don't really know what to do with their hair. And there's so much that you can do to highly textured hair that you can't do to straight hair or you can't do to thin hair. So I just want to tell the sisters that you are beautiful, your black is beautiful, and you can rock what you got.
Exactly. And, you know, especially as a natural sister myself, you know, one of the first in our circles to go natural, I'm the one who actually encouraged my mother as well as my sister, Lindia, to go natural and just embrace who you are. What do you think are some of the greatest benefits you've gotten from being a natural woman?
First off, let me just tell you, I love the fact that my edges are growing in and
not being bald,
tickling my ears. You know, so all you sisters out there that the hair was breaking, you ain't know, that's a benefit. But the chemical process that you do to your hair when you put those chemicals in it is not good for your bloodstream. It's not good for your pH balance. It's not good for a lot of things. It has a lot of effects to it. And plus, I just feel like, honestly, the best way to go is natural. Because all those chemical processes, unless they can find, like, a natural relaxer or something, you know what I mean? And it won't even really be, like, for that long. But I'm trying to
tell you. It's not going to be permanent, and it's not going to be bone straight. Exactly.
But that's the thing. Hold on, everybody. That's one tip. You never want your hair to be 100% straight. Because once it's 100% straight, it's way more liable to break than curly hair because it has no elasticity to it. It can't move any straighter, so it's just going to break off. You want it to try to have that wavy pattern so it can stretch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. And so, you know, that's an encouragement and an empowerment to all my sisters out there who are thinking about going natural and just needed that extra push. You know, it's a process. It's something that you got to go through. It's not going to happen right away. And, you know, not everybody is for them to go through that big chop process. And for those who don't know what a big chop is, it's when you cut out all the relaxed hair and just let your natural hair grow out from the roots. And that's not for everybody. And I think a lot of women see that as the only way to go natural and are scared by that. You can always grow your hair out, which is what I did, and clip your ends as you go. I mean, my hair is 14 inches. I've been natural. I was talking to the sister actually at the hair show about it. I've been natural for 7 years now. So, you know, my hair is long, it's beautiful, it's thick, and, you know, everybody always like, oh, my God, I love your hair. Can I touch it? Can I feel it? And, you know, it's the best feeling in the world because it's your hair. It's the way it grew out your head. You know, it's the way God intended for you to have your hair. And, you know, everybody's acknowledging it as beautiful. Which, you know, is a new recent thing because, you know, for so long, especially us as black women, we were told that our hair, the way it is naturally, is so ugly and that it's not undesirable. Well, it is exactly the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's one of the most versatile hair textures you can have. And it is truthfully beautiful. And honestly, that whole good hair concept needs to be put to rest because the only good hair is the like my grandfather said, is the type that stay on your head. So that means if your hair is thick and healthy, that's good hair. It doesn't matter if it's wavy, curly, tight curly, kinky curly. It doesn't matter what kind of texture you have to it. As long as it's thick, as long as it's healthy, as long as it's shiny, as long as it's vital and it's full of life, that's good hair. Yeah, so it's great that you're empowering a lot of women to do that and go natural and everything. But tell us, what inspired you to do a candy fashion show and a candy hair show?
Well, I love candy. And I have, like, a really big sweet tooth. So I don't know. I decided that it would just be really fun. It would be very creative, you know. There's a lot of candy out there being colored. I knew it would be something that would be simple and the stylist could just have fun with it and do it. I was trying to inspire from, like, Katy Perry video, California Girl, because it looked like the Candyland whole theme and stuff. It just looked very fun. Like, people would really enjoy the show and enjoy doing it. And that's exactly what happened.
Exactly. And especially as a sister who sat with you through the process, you know, going with you to the stores to pick up supplies and, you know, coming to your aid whenever you needed me. And as a model in the show, I can say that you did a marvelous job. You were great at directing. You were great at putting everything together. It was organized. You know, it was a great event, especially for something that's an amateur event, a student-ran event. It was a lovely event. So, you know, especially next time when you're about to do a fashion show, we got to have you come back on and promote, because we want everybody in Boston to know who Lindia West is, because this is a future stylist, you guys. And I don't mean she's just going to style your hair. I mean, she's going to style head to toe.
Exactly. Do the whole image, guys.
Exactly. And that's who you are. And that's what I see for you. You know, of course you're my sister. You're my best friend. You know, you're my sister girl and all that. But in all honesty, I see the talent, the raw talent that you have, the dedication, the passion, and I admire everything about that. Saeed or Camaro, do you have any questions for my sister?
Well, I was just wondering,
like, was there one single event or one thing that happened with your hair that you were like, you know what, it's time to go natural? Like, was there that moment when you, like, you know, felt like a clump of hair just come out, you know, from permanent or like that? Or
I don't have, like, a horrible hair history. Like, I know people going to hair school, I heard some stories. The worst I ever did was dye my hair with Kool-Aid and my hair turmeric. Like, but I heard some stories of girls' hair turning gray and then they laid down and woke up and it was in the pillow. I was like, dang. You know, like, yeah, there's some serious stuff because people just don't know and they want their desired look. They're willing to do anything to get it, like all types of over-the-counter box stuff that's really not healthy for your hair, and they'll mix it and match it and just do stuff. Like, it's not their hair. You're, the one thing I learned before I even went to hair school, your hair is not a science experiment. Like,
I think, I mean, if I may speak as your sister, like, I think the one moment that was crucial when you had called me was, like, when your edges were kind of, like, leaving you.
No.
And you was, and you was like, nope, I think I'm ready to go natural.
No,
I think
I realized that, like, I was lying to myself. I was like, oh, well, no, you know, I want to get a short cut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I want to get a shorter cut. You know, it's what's in style. I was just lucky it came in style because the truth of the matter was my hair was breaking. Because I was doing too much to it, I was stressing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to let your hair grow is just to leave it alone.
Exactly.
That's why people with dreadlocks, their hair grows so fast. Like, and you wonder, oh, what's your nationality? That has nothing to do with nothing. It's the fact that you're not touching it, you're letting it do what it naturally does. You're not pulling it, you're not putting too much in it, you're not, you know what I mean? Most people, they get it retwisted every 3 weeks or more than that. Like, you're not doing much to it. When you have a relaxing session, you have to wrap it at night. You have to take it out. You have to put it up. You know what
I
mean?
You gotta comb it. You gotta do all this extra stuff. Like, it's like, you know, as a sister who's been natural and relaxed, I can say definitely, that was one of the major issues, always having to touch it. And I'm like, yeah, look, I'm a simple girl. That's why natural fits me so well, because I'm a simple girl. Like, I just like sometimes if I want to throw it back in a ponytail or if I just want to let it not be combed for a couple months, like, literally, I thought I would never say that, but I have had periods of time not combed my hair for a month. And this is like, that was such a foreign concept to me before, but, you know, now I understand that it's not always necessary to rake through your hair with a comb or to overly process your hair to get certain styles. Like, you can be beautiful without all that.
Oh, girl, let me tell you, ever since, oh, man, I don't know, it's so versatile being natural. I love it because I can wear my hair. I haven't really rocked my afro. You said something earlier about how it was wrong for, like, African-American women to wear their natural hair. I remember a good, wise friend of mine had told me something like, don't you want to be able to walk out your house and be comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what are you talking about? I am comfortable when I walk out my house. They said no. Like, you put on a scarf or you got to make sure your hair is weaved up, braided up, something up. You just can't walk out your house and be comfortable. And I thought about that, and I was like, every other, you know what I mean? Not to say race or something like that, but African-American or people with highly textured, like, excessively curly hair to the point that it gets matted or knotted, they don't know what to do. They don't know. They don't want to own their hair. I feel like you got to own it, not even your hair, but anything. If you own it, it's yours. People will accept it, and they'll learn to love it, and you got to own it.
Exactly.
And they don't want to own it. So I'm like, okay, my hair stands out of my head. Let's put some zebra stripes on my toenail and, you know, wear some funky colors. And next thing you know, everybody was like, wow, you look really nice. Wow, I like this. I like that. Oh, you're doing this. You're doing that. And it's just like, you've got to own it. And at first, not to say I didn't like it, but with my wise good friend had told me, it made so much sense to me. Like, everybody else can be comfortable in their own skin regardless. I should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So exactly. That's really what made me decide to break free and wear my hair out and do black twists and kinky twists and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, just try different things with my hair. I go out to, oh, and the power of an Afro puff piece. It's natural with a little bit of weave.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, definitely, like, you honestly, I just feel like you have to own it because now we're in a time where a lot of women are trying to go natural. They're tired. I seen a picture where it said all the oil relaxers was 99 cents.
That's yeah.
It's not in demand anymore. People don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to get rid of it. It's not, mm-hmm. oh, it's on sale. Let's rack up. No, it's let's back away. You never want something that's too cheap. Like, what's wrong with it, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, and the basis of why a lot of black women didn't feel comfortable for a very long time wearing their hair out was based in slavery. When we were taken away from the knowledge of ourselves and the knowledge of how to style our hair and how to be women, the elders sitting down and teaching the young black women, this is what you do with your hair, this is how you wash your hair, this is how you comb your hair. When that was taken away from us, it took away a lot of our self-esteem and a lot of how we felt as beautiful women, you know? On top of that, we were told that everything about us, our features, our skin color, all of it was ugly, and it was not the accepted standard of beauty. But so that's what was taught to us. So we tried to aspire to a Eurocentric or a European standard of what beauty was. And that was ultimately the unhealthiest thing that we could have ever done as a people. And it was one of the, you know, psychological strongholds that was on us for so long. So when I see my sisters being natural, I look at it as a sign of freedom. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but what black hair actually is your connection to the universe. Because our hair is nine ether, and it spirals in a circle, just like the sacred spiral of the universe. Anything in the universe that bears life or has any type of perpetuation or forward motion goes in a circular motion. Planets revolve around the sun in a circular motion. The sun revolves around the center of the galaxy in a circular motion. Galaxies revolve around each other in circular motion. So the spiral is something we see throughout nature. We see throughout space. We see throughout everything, and even our DNA spirals. So when you're looking at the spiraling in your hair, or what you call kinks, or what you call tight curls, when you're looking at that, you're seeing life itself. And something that was pointed out to me by brother back in the day is that our hair is the only hair that grows up and out towards the sun.
Yes.
Every other hair grows out flat and dead. So when our hair is brought up and out, that's showing life. You know, our hair grows like a tree. You know what I mean?
Think of it like
exactly. It is life. So, you know, our hair grows out our head alive. So, you know, it's beautiful. It's wonderful, and it is what it is. So we need to bring back that knowledge of ourselves, relearn how to do it, relearn how to take care of it. And honestly, everybody asks me what I do, and I tell them all the time, shea butter and black soap.
Well, that's your method. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's a lot of other things for other people.
What I'm saying is it's simple. It doesn't have to be overly complicated. I know that it's not for everybody to have something so simple. But for me, like I said, I'm a simplistic person. So I'm a minimalist. Like, for me, that's what works. But it's what will work for a lot of women because, like I said, like you were talking about, the less you do to it, the better it grows. So don't put too much chemicals either, even in the shampoo and the conditioner and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't.
Okay, Tay, we at the 15-minute mark.
Yeah, I mean, we can go over into the recording time a little bit since we started with the guests a little bit late, and that's fine. And anybody who's listening on the call queue, you can call in and chime in about our conversation about fashion and hair and everything beautiful. The call number is 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing 1. Palmetto, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for my sister?
Please call. I will definitely answer any questions that you have on African American hair.
Exactly.
Not even because it's not, my teacher taught me it's not by race. Hair is hair. Point blank, period.
Okay.
But, like, there's just different, like, ways that it grows, different patterns in it. Even, like, people will have different patterns in their hair. Well, that's very well known. You might have a thicker pattern over here, a softer pattern over here. You know, like, your hair is just different around your whole head.
Exactly.
Yes, on each person. It's
and you even different. Have some Caucasian people who do have kinkier textures of hair and curlier, frizzier textures of hair. Or you even have some Asians, like, I've seen it, like, and it's rare. I've seen a couple of Asians with some curly hair, too.
Right.
So, I mean, it's, like, ultimately, it's just, you know, you're unique, you're you, rock who you are and be who you are. Anybody else have any questions, like I said, sister?
Yeah, I want to ask her a question as far as with natural hair. Are there any, say if I had locks and I wanted to change the color of my locks, are there any natural ways that I can change the color of my locks?
Well, actually, I was trying to do this. It's not hair color, and there's only two colors. I think it's red and yellow, but you can use henna.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like a hair stain, a hair stainer. So it's going to stain your hair that color. Reminding you, if you do this to your hair, though, like, you cannot change your hair from that color. Like, so you want to have, like, a shortcut so it will grow out and cut it out. But that's, a more natural, because it's, like, I think it's a plant, and it's a plant, and they make it through a powder and a paste,
mm-hmm.
and you use it.
It's an Indian, it's, like, so heavily associated with the Indian community. They call it henna. Yeah. Another way you could do it, too, is you could get some lemon. If you wanted to dye your hair, like, blonde or bleach it or, like, make it a lighter color, you can take some lemon juice.
And chamomile.
Yep, exactly. You can take lemon juice or chamomile, and you can put it on your dreads or your natural hair and go out into the sun for, I think, about at least 20 minutes. And then
a little longer than that. It's probably an hour or so.
Oh, okay.
Hey, we have a caller from the 276. Are you ready to take a call?
Yes, caller.
Okay, we got a caller from the 276. Caller, where are you calling from and what's your question or comment?
I'm calling from Monville, Virginia. My name is Kamala Jahijo, and I was just listening to the conversation, which I enjoy because being in the South, you don't see men and women with natural hair. So every time I see one with natural hair, I always applaud them and give them the props. I know that she was talking about she's seen some Asians with curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
That really didn't surprise me because if you're familiar with the work of Renoko Rashidi, the original Asians were Afrikaner people. And
exactly.
I have a question about the henna. I've been looking for some henna myself, like for a hair dye, but I have not been able to find henna with no chemicals in it. And my question is, where would be a place to obtain henna with no chemicals in it?
Well, Tay might know the answer to that, but my best guess would be not at a hair store. You would have to go to find an Indian shop. If there's some around. And they sell their spices, and they sell, you know, all of their items that they use that are natural and good for them. It probably be, honestly, I don't know, Shante, where would it be? And because I know there's one in Cambridge.
Wherever, if you don't have a local Indian community, you're probably not going to find it. The best that I could give you is since, you know, you're on the show. I don't know if you're listening through the phone or the internet, but the internet itself is the biggest resource to find anything that you need. So, you know, do a little research on the internet, find some natural brands, and, you know, you might have to order it yourself online.
Online, because it's fun.
Right, because I went to some so-called herbal stores, and they were going to sell me some henna, but it had chemicals in it, and I was telling them, I was reading about a lot of the products that they sell. I was trying not to be overbearing, but I was telling them about some of the products they sell. And it seems like a lot of these so-called health stores or natural stores or herb stores, it's just a job to them because I know more about the what they should have in their stores than they do.
Well, that's another thing. When you can, my teacher said, when you can educate anywhere that you go, you know what I mean? Like they don't know and you can educate them, then you need to, in your mind, get on your horse and gallop away. Because you know what I mean? They're not up to par. If you know more than them, you need to open one of them shops yourself and do it because you can educate people more than they can. Not to say that, but if they can't answer the questions that you have and they work there, they're not really doing their job. That's what they're there for. But so that means just go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, look it up online, brother. I'm telling you, everything's online. That's what I do. Everybody be asking me, like even with my jewelry, like they're like, where do you get this online? You know, so
that is, a
is your
thing.
Best bet online.
All right, I enjoy your show, and you all have a good evening. Hotel.
You too, hotel.
You too, brother. Thank you for calling in, bro.
All right.
All right. I got a question for you,
That was
dear.
A good question because I thought about that. I wanted that henna to get either a tattoo because I'm scared
yeah.
or to tap my hair. I wanted to. Okay, what's your question? I'm sorry.
All right. My question for you is, to any woman who wants to feel beautiful about herself, give her three main things that she's going to need to know.
To any woman that truly wants to feel beautiful about herself, okay. This is, okay, one thing that I do is you have to one, build your self-esteem. If you don't have high self-esteem, you won't really feel beautiful in the morning, in the day, at any point in time. So you have, what I do, I have high self-esteem, but I still have those days when I got to look in the mirror and go, you are beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? Who thinks what? Like I said, you got to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you own it, even if nobody else owns it, like, you are truly beautiful. Look at yourself and name all the things that you do like on yourself. If there's some that you don't, I bet you have more on your list that you do than you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that will make women feel beautiful, do the stuff that you used to do when you was a little girl. Like, when you was a little girl, if you would dress up and clean up your house, you know what I mean, play house. Do that as an adult. Dress up and wear those heels that you pretended when you was 8 years old and vacuum your floor. And you'll be like, why am I doing this? But then, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what you did as a child. It brought you happiness, and it'll bring you happiness now. And my third one, and I really believe that's a good practice because as a child, you like to make looks and stuff like that. What do you do now? You're very creative and you make earrings and you make fragrances and you make all this stuff. When I was a child, I loved to do hair. I used to cut all my Barbie dolls' hair.
Yep.
And now I do hair. That's what makes me happy. It makes me feel beautiful. I can beautify myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing, to probably encourage women to feel beautiful about themselves, is smile. That is the biggest thing. When you frown, you're not fooling nobody. You're not even fooling yourself. So just smile. Brush your teeth. Make your teeth white and go ding. And just smile. Smile to the world.
With a natural toothpaste. With a natural toothpaste.
With some natural toothpaste, Tom. I have bought a stick from Natural Vibes He said the people in Africa, I'm not sure where, they use that stick and it has oils in it. You chew on it and it has oils in it and your teeth turn white. And I use it on special occasions and it really works. It's like those drips. But, yes, definitely smile more. I promise you, your attitude, try that for a week. So look in the mirror, tell yourself you look beautiful. Put on a little bit of lipstick. You know what I mean? Play dress up or do something that you like to do when you was a child and smile. When you smile, somebody will smile back. A smile is very contagious.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and those are real words. Like, people think it's not true. It is so true. I smiled at a homeless person, and the next day he told me he had the best day. And I was just like, wow, it wasn't even a real smile. But I was happy that he told me that because I was like, wow, really? Definitely. I really feel like that will probably lift your self-esteem. And if you lift your self-esteem, that's the first step of making yourself and, like, eternally making yourself think that you are beautiful without makeup and without all that extra stuff. I said put on lipstick, but that's not needed. You have to have in your mind that you're beautiful before it shows on the outside. People accept that you are truly beautiful, even if, you know what I mean, you have all this makeup on your face and you have the most fanciest clothes. You are pretty and you're very attractive, but you have to be beautiful inside and out. If you're not the most attractive person on the outside, but you're beautiful on the inside, it will shine through so much better. And people will just be drawn towards you. I promise you.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to remind the callers that we do have only 5 minutes left. Oh, only 5 minutes left on the live stream. So if you are listening into the live stream, you can come on into Conversations with the Queen and join us to the after show. Whoop, whoop. At 917-932-8881, and we'll still be here rocking it with my boy Saeed on the switchboards, with my homegirl, and my favorite of the whole song, Dog Talk Radio, Palmetto Star. So, you know, going in, we're talking about fun, fashion, hair, and anything that makes you feel good. So, tell me, what drives you and what makes you so passionate about the hair industry?
I love, honestly, it's the reaction that I get off people. That's what makes me think I could do this for the rest of my life. Like, if I did your hair, and you, oh, my God, gorgeous. Oh, my goodness, what did you do? I ain't telling you my secrets. But back to me, and I'll make you feel the same way next week, no. But I get a kick off of that. Like I was telling my best Ashante earlier, I had a natural high before I took my nap. I had a natural high, like the fact that everybody was just so happy and they enjoyed it. It made me feel good. Like I like to make people feel good. I like to give them something that will make them be like in awe or amazement. Whether it's hair, food, or anything that I can do for somebody else, I get a kick off of it. So that's why, and I'm a very creative person. So that's why I really like doing hair. Is you can do color, you can do a cut, you can do whatever. And it's something that other people don't know how to do. A lot of people don't know what to do, how to do it, and where to go. And so the fact that I have that knowledge under my belt, I'm very willing to help anybody that wants to know or needs help with their hair, because that's another thing that makes people feel beautiful. I realize that, like, we talked about the big chop earlier. That's not the only alternative of going natural, because I did not do the big chop. That is not for me. Personally, the shape of my face would not go for that. So I had two singles, and I had to cut it out so slowly. Actually, I had my year anniversary a couple of days ago. Happy nappy-versary. but I'm very proud. I was excited. I stare in the mirror and look at my hair. And one thing I love about it is I feel like this is Caucasian guy in my school that's just so in awe. Like, he touches my hair whenever he gets a chance and just plays with the fluffiness. Like, it's new to him. And I love it. I think it's hilarious because it's something he never seen. Like, he'll see my hair straight, then I'll wash it. It'll be, like, 1 inch long, and then I'll blow dry it, and it'll be 5 inches long again. He's just like, what the hell just happened? Wow. I love that about my hair. I love it. I didn't like it before. I used to hate the fact that it shriveled, but I like that it's, like, illusion. You would never know.
Exactly.
Unless you know.
Exactly. And I think, too, is that we think that other people are going to look at our hair as ugly and beautiful. It's looked at as exotic. Look, think about it. We are the only people whose predominant hair texture is, you know, kinky curly. We're the only people on the planet who that happens for. So we are naturally, by nature, exotic. First off, the original, of course, but naturally exotic. And it's just, you know, other races, they, you know, you have your people who are very, very entrained into a Eurocentric mind point, so they're going to be, like, hating on your hair. But
there will be a lot. You'll be surprised at how many Caucasians, Asians, all types of people have come up to me and said, oh, my God, I love your hair. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful. You know,
you make my hair like yours, and you look at them like
exactly. It's like, that can't happen. Exactly, exactly. So I think we have 1 minute left on the live call. That's it. You know, everybody who is trying to listen to the after show, like I said, call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. You can rock in with us on the after show. We'll be, you know, putting in a lot of work for the archives. Anybody who wants to come back and listen in, you know, we're here with my girl, Lindia West, future stylist. Everybody know where they can reach you, because like you were saying, you know, if anybody wants to know about natural hair or hair in general, you know, they can reach out to you. So give them your information.
Well, you can always call my cell phone. So all you listeners, I'll really be happy to give you a call. My number is 508-631-3583. Also, my Facebook is, you can search Lindia West, L-Y-N-D-I-A, and then West, the alternative of it, is Lindia Lovechild. So when you look her up and you see Lindia Lovechild, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She's the only Lindia on the planet. No, I'm playing.
No, I'm not. I thought I was.
But she's the only Lindia for a 100-mile radius. So if you look her up, you'll be able to find her. I mean, she's a unique person. She got a unique name. She has a unique spirit. And she has a unique perspective on life and the way things should be done. So this is just really cool kicking it with you, sis. Like, any brothers want to chime in with their, you know, add-ons to the add-ons? Because now y'all want to be all quiet. Now the sisters been got online. Y'all just want to be all quiet.
It is okay. Everybody, I realize that everybody has questions. Everybody wants to know. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Honestly, I ask a billion and one pet questions. People tell me shut up all the time. No, I want to know.
So, brothers, do y'all have any questions?
Oh man, I'm laying back. I'm letting y'all do y'all thing. I'm laying back.
I think it's kind of funny. I'm sorry to cut you off, but when I have men come in my school, I'll be like, "So, what do you do?" Nothing. I use soap. There's a lot of men that don't know how to take care of their hair. And the fact that they only have an inch or two on there does not mean that you don't need scalp treatment, because the follicles of your hair might not be growing, which might cause earlier. Because you're not doing what you have to do. You're just letting it clog up. You're putting all these bad products on it. So then when you get older, you're like, why am I getting bald? I got to do a comb over. No, you don't.
Exactly.
You have to take care of it when you're nothing. So that's.
And at the end of the day, men care just as much about their hair as women do. They don't like to admit it, cause you know.
I mean, only thing we worried about is our edge up. We ain't really worried about the hair. We worried about our edge up.
Getting farther and farther back.
Oh no!
Girl's hair off. That's like in love with her length. You mess up a man's lineup, and they are ready to cry. They are just ready to throw the cape off their neck and reach out. And it is like the thing.
I'm most definitely one that can say that I had my edge up messed up and it was pushed back, and I actually told the guy to cut all my hair off, take me bald. I will not wear that on my head. I'm dead serious.
Cut it all off.
It'll grow back.
Yeah, and to anybody out there who's listening, I just want to give out some information real quick on hair and growing back hair, since we're on the baldness. If you are interested in growing back your hair and you have been suffering from baldness, a lot of essential oils are wonderful for growing back your hair. A couple of them are basil essential oils, rosemary, thyme, lavender, and tea tree oil. And those oils, when you rub them into your scalp, will stimulate the growth of your hair. So if anybody out there suffering, male or female, from baldness, you know, there's natural ways to, you know, stimulate that growth back.
Definitely.
You don't need Rogaine.
Tea tree oil is so good. It has so many benefits, not even for your hair, but just for your hair. It does so much stuff. It stops dandruff. It stimulates the hair. It keeps it moisturized for a long time. It's really, Oh, man, tea tree is awesome. Stop adding.
Oh, yeah. And another tip, too, about essential oils to any sisters who's out there who gone natural and they want, they're actually interested in chelating their soap from the heavy metal toxins that are actually latent inside of the relaxers, you can use peppermint oil and eucalyptus oil and just mix it in shampoo or mix it in whatever concoction you use to wash your hair or your even your conditioners, and you can put that in your hair, and it's actually going to help to chelate the toxins that came from relaxing your hair out your hair. And they actually stay in your head for 7 years after you've gone natural.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, didn't know that.
I didn't know
that. Yeah.
That's interesting. I did not know that. Now I can tell people that.
Yep. Do no Tay. I'm like an encyclopedia. Just turn to the page.
I was feeling some sort of way when you were saying something about people with no hair, because, you know, I got the bald head, but it's not. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's intentional. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm going bald.
Well, that's
and I
different.
My head.
Well, that's different. You know, that's a style. That's for fashion, not necessity. Some people don't have the head for that, so they need to, like, know how to keep their head on, you know, their hair on.
My question is, are you going to own it if it ever really happens? Like, because now it's a choice.
What, if I go bald?
Yeah, just start going on the side of your head, not the middle. That's the back left quadrant.
You know what? It may even be like that now. I honestly, I've been shaving my head so long, I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. Like, I have not grown my hair out for years. Like, seriously, like, it may be like that, but, you know, as long as I don't know, you know, ignorance is bliss, I guess, in that situation.
He be like, I ain't bald because I don't know I'm bald.
Exactly. I'm going to be fashionably bald till I'm 70.
Just keep it going. Yeah. Just don't ever stop. Just be like, fuck it, this is it. Don't ever try to slip up and grow some locks or something. Be, you know,
I know, right?
On the
Let it all hang out now, like.
Be surprised and shit, the edges is not there. Like, hold up, what happened?
Well, you know what had happened was.
I know, right? Exactly. I just have locks underneath my ears and stuff. Nah.
Yo, hold up. It's for any brother out there who is rocking that look, it is so not the look.
I think he knows it's not the look. He's just in denial.
Yes, I believe that. No, honestly, I've seen this man come in, and he has a bald spot, but he still wants me to cornrow 4 braids in his hair. And I'm like,
no.
Because it'll be 2 long ones starting on each side, and then the middle's gone, so I got to start it at, like, the top of his head, like the crown part, and then I braid those back. His hair is gray, and he just won't let go. He comes in with Timberland on and a jumpsuit and all this crazy madness, and he just will not let go. And I'm like, okay.
You need to give him some basil oil. For his birthday or something.
Or get him hip, you know, let him know.
Get him some tea tree oil and shit. Like, you know, brother, this will take care of that right there.
Merry Christmas.
For real. No, but real talk, I know this, I knew this dude that he always wore a cap, right? Mm-hmm. And when he took off, he had dreads, right? At least I thought he had a full hair of dreads. But, like, when he took off the cap one day, it's like, he was bald on the top, and it's like just dreads on the side and on like part of the back. I was like, no, no. You know what I'm saying? I was like, no, man.
It's scary. Like, I'm sorry. It's just a scary thing to see. It's like, can you decide something? Like, hey, you know, too. The white dudes with the ponytails and it's bald all over their head and they just have a ponytail chilling the back. They don't let that punk rock day go. Like, they don't. They still want to be rocking out. And it's just like, no, you need to let it go.
Hey, hey, I just got hit up and somebody said that they are on the call and they trying to.
Oh, you can't get in on the call, sorry. After 10 o'clock when we're on the after show, which is what we're on right now, you can't call in, so sorry. No more live calls.
Maybe you can write in your question.
Yeah, they can text us in the question.
Oh, okay.
We can answer it like that. That's no problem, too.
No, we just got to wait for
okay.
the show. This is the illest show. If anybody doesn't know right now, my best friend Lindsay and Palmetto are both Aries, and then me and Saeed are Geminis. And this is like the illest Gemini Aries show ever because we're just flowing right now. I like this shit.
Yeah, yo, time just flew. I didn't even know.
Yeah, it's the Aries and Gemini show.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but I just want to hit on that subject, like, people just, like, you know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people are in denial, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're in denial, like, that they're going bald or they may have, like, you know what I'm saying, some sort of hair issue. So they just want to keep it as long as they can. It's like, they think they have hair. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like...
It'd be like... They just keep holding on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
and they won't let go.
I know it. But the thing about that is a lot of people is in denial, and that's about making yourself feel beautiful or handsome or whatever it is. Because once you know how they say the first step is acceptance. It really is. Once you accept the fact that your hair is now, either if you have a relaxer, it's breaking off. If you have a chemical, it's breaking off. Or you're getting to that age where you're starting to have baldness. You have to own it. You have to seek either medical attention if you're having
exactly.
baldness, so you can know what's going on and how you can fix it. Is
you
it a hereditary at this age, or you know, because there's stuff that goes on that's hereditary. You have no control over it. You just gotta.
Well, actually, I like to correct that because we have control over everything in our bodies, and that's why I encourage everybody to understand the natural way of doing things. Because it's not just a hairstyle, it's a lifestyle. And, like, you know, she knows we just went to the vegan spot today. Like, you know I'm 100% about myself. I don't come on the show in front. Like, I'm a natural chick from head to toe. I don't let chemicals touch me. Like, as far anything I can control, I'm not putting chemicals on my body. I don't use anything that's unnatural to moisturize myself. To, you know, I use natural deodorant, everything about me is natural. So, you know, that's a lifestyle. And the thing is, you know, your hair is actually a reflection of your health. So if your hair is damaged and you're having issues with your hair, even like if you're having male pattern baldness, it could be an indication that your hormone levels are out of whack. And you might to change the way you eat or change the way that you live in order to align that. If you don't want to make that change, then like Lindsay said, just rock it and keep it moving. But, you know, make a decision. Just like I said, it's just not a good look dreads on the side and then like afro donuts and stuff. That's not what, it's not working.
Say, guess what?
What?
I got somebody on the line with us.
Oh, you did?
Hey, people.
Hi.
Hey. This is Tanisha. Hey, Strange Fruit.
Okay.
Hey,
Strange Fruit.
Hey. I was wondering, I want to dye my locks. And I was wondering if there was a all-natural way to do that without chemicals.
Oh, we just talked about this.
Yeah. I know. You know what? I figured as much. My computer went out.
It's okay, girl. We will put it back. You know again.
Oh, definitely.
What do you do? But we haven't figured out the no chemical part because I guess the last person that we talked to said so they couldn't find it. But we had said use henna, which is like this Indian powder, and they turn it into a paste, and it's more of like a hair stainer than it would be like a hair dye. So it's changed the hair color. You would either have to cut it out or let it grow out. Like it's going to stain your hair. It only comes in red and yellow. Red, yellow, probably black, I think.
There is like, you want to get the highest quality because I've seen some henna work that just came out not correct. And there are some semi-permanent hennas. I've actually seen it. And like we said, the brother asked where he could find it. We said, like, just do your research and go online. Like, I really suggest, like, doing your research online. Look up some, Google, YouTube. Look up some natural henna websites or whatever you can. And just do the research and make sure that it's 100% organic and natural and that it's going to be a good quality product. for your hair. Like we also said, too, the chamomile and the lemon, if you wanted to go blonde or anything like that with your locks, you could take that, the lemon or the chamomile, put it on the hair and apply it and go out in the sun for actually an hour. I think sister said an hour, and your hair color will change.
Yeah, but the thing about that is you kind of don't. You would have to go inside and immediately wash that out because you can't control how light it gets because the sun's doing the work.
Exactly. And temperature outside, you also might want to gauge where you live. Like if you live down south and you in that southern heat, you might not want to stay outside that long.
For an hour, you got to watch it.
Exactly.
You know?
You got to watch it.
All right, and my next question, I have another question. How early would you recommend locking a child?
That's a good question.
I'm not sure, but I've seen, I don't know, I've seen this little baby with locks in his hair. But you know what, though? Babies have a very soft head, and they have hair growing out of their hair head called, like, lanugo hair or something, which means it's not really formed yet. So you don't want to do too much to it to mess with, like, the real way that it's going to grow when they're an adult or a teenager. Their hair actually is, like, really, shouldn't mess with it up until, like, they go through puberty, actually, because their hair is still changing textures, colors, and doing what doing, but I've seen a baby probably at the age of 3 with like locks in his hair.
Also, my baby's he was maybe 2, and he's locked now, and they're healthy and everything. But I was just wondering because I felt like I locked them too early.
The thing is, some of them were thin. The thing is, it depends on the individual. Everybody's biological makeup is going to be different. If you think your child's hair is just that texture where it's thick enough, you can do that. But like Dia said, you do when you're born, your hair is naturally softer than it's going to be for the rest of your life because that's not your hair hasn't fully grown and fully developed yet. So, you know, definitely just make sure that child's hair is healthy. You know, that the hair is thick enough to withstand the locks and that you're not over twisting it or doing anything, you know, that's going to create problems or tension, alopecia in the locks.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies.
No problem.
All the great info. Y'all have a good night.
Have a wonderful night. Oh, hold up. This is Sister Shane's Fruit, and you have to, girl, every time you come on, you know you have to shout out your business, girl. Don't.
I keep telling her that.
All right. Y'all can check me out, www.cleverheadsbooks.com, or you can hit me on Facebook on my fan page. It's at Cleverheads Bookstore.
Exactly.
Or you can also email me, too, at cleverheadsbooks@gmail.com.
Okay. There you have it. And you know, we talking about what grows out your head, but she going to help you with what's inside your head. So there you
Indeed.
Go.
Indeed.
Exactly. So definitely check
right,
her out. All right. Peace, sister. Definitely check her out. You know, pick her up. Do whatever. You know, she's definitely a great sister to get, you know, acquainted with. And like she said, that's www.theheadbookstore.com. So, all right. So we're gonna continue the conversation. Keep it rocking. I say we can go for another 10 minutes.
And then we can wrap it up.
Huh?
I gotta go. Bye bye.
Oh, okay. You can go. It's fine.
I love talking with you guys and answering all your questions. I would love to return one day. It don't gotta be because I have a show.
You know what? We're gonna do a big show on natural hair. I know Brother Palmetto just had a great show on natural hair on his show. But we're going to do a great show. We're going to do a big show on Natural Hair. We're going to promote it. We're going to do everything. We're going to just blow it up. We're going to make it hot. We're going to make it fire. You know, and we're going to have you back on, and I'm going to get some other sisters. We're going to have a panel of natural sisters on here just doing the thing and talking about natural hair.
Definitely. I would love that.
All right.
Well, it was wonderful talking to everybody and answering everybody's questions. Once again, my you could hit me up on my cell phone, actually, and just ask me questions about hair. If you like, my number is 508-331-3583. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Wendia West, and the alternative is Wendia Love Chow.
Mm-hmm.
So just look me up, and you can ask me any questions. Tay is my best friend for her natural
yep.
stuff. Definitely. So, and I would like to give a shout out, sorry, to everybody who helped me today and made my
yep.
show a success. My best friend, my very close male friend, helped me. It was a wonderful show, and I couldn't have done it without like the people that I was close to me, like to really make the show happen. Not counting like the models doing their thing, but wouldn't have been
yeah.
a show without the people that.
Oh yes, and also too, my sister Bake. So if you
yeah,
got anything, you know, you want to ask about baking or you want something like catered, she do the illest cupcake. Every cupcake you can think of, this girl done made pineapple upside down cupcakes. It's crazy. This girl go hard with the cupcake. So, you know,
they
hit her up about that too. Yeah, they call her cupcake girl. Like, it's funny. So, you know, hit her up if you're interested in that type of stuff. And also, too, you know, I'll be influencing her with the vegan side of the bacon. So, you know, exactly. So we're going to blow up Shuade, we're going to get it in. We're going to hustle like we were talking about earlier. We some hustlers, so that's what we do, girl.
We naturally hustling. All right, but I'm going to bid my farewells, and I'll definitely link in next Monday to listen.
All right.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Peace out.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Do y'all feel like going for another 10 minutes, or y'all just want to shut it down?
Man, it's up to you. I am hungry, but, you know, we can't roll.
Hey, keeping it real.
I feel like I just want to talk for another 10 minutes. That's just me.
That's the Gemini in you. You just can go all day.
I can. True. I mean, I can't help it. I love all the energy that's going on this show. Like, I love
see,
it. Really was.
Now, see, you was ready to not have the show. And no, we got the show.
Niggas was on the
continue.
Bus and shit, though. Niggas was on the bus.
No,
yeah,
the show must continue. It don't matter if he was in a boat. The show must continue.
Exactly.
We have
that
people that constantly listen. We have people that consistently listen, and we have to give them something to listen to.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
I mean, we have you, and you can run the switchboards, and you getting all intricate with it. You know what I mean?
You see the clap of hands?
Yeah, so.
But, you know, that's exactly what I was talking about earlier as far as, like, making like a obstacle, like a stepping stone, you know what I'm saying? Like you continued on and, you know, the show is still a success, you know what I'm saying? Still pull it out, you know, and I mean, it's great. And if you're going to be listening to archives, learn more about the hair and, you know what I'm saying? You may definitely change some people's opinions and change people's lives as far as the hair is concerned right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, even if it was just one person.
Yeah, even if it was just one person.
No, it was people calling in, but they'd hang up. They'd call in and hang up. But, you know, we had people listening in, you know? So, that's the main focus right there.
Exactly.
That's the focus.
Well, you know, I love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me and coming on. And Palmetto being my unofficial guest.
No doubt.
That's plan B.
No doubt.
Palmetto was plan B. It was not designed like that.
What was I talking about earlier? You always got to have your options open.
There's a plan B right there.
Exactly.
All right. I don't have any problems with being plan B.
He's like, I don't have any hair, but we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about how I shave my head and keep from getting
bumped. Yeah. Yeah.
I have braids. You know.
Well.
I mean, it's about 10 more minutes. Well, real quick, I'd just like to let everybody know that Gemini Creations just had their one year anniversary. I launched it last year on the solstice. Yes, yeah, so we just had our anniversary, and then, you know, I launched my second line, Angel Wings, afterwards. Hello?
Had to give it a clapping sound.
Yeah, but you're crazy. You're finding all this something I don't ever touch. Yeah, I mean, we just had a one-year anniversary, and I just launched our second line, which is Angel Wings. I mean, people seem to be responding well to it, and people who I've showed it to, they love the earrings. Like, and, you know, they're all handcrafted. Everything is touched by the queen's hands, okay? So everything is being blessed. I charge my stones in the sun. There's a lot of work I put into it. Like ask Palmetto, ask Saeed, like, you'll hit me up and I'll be like, I'm making earrings. I'll just make your earrings. So, you know, I love it and I love what I do. And I'm just grateful that I'm having this platform, especially to get myself out there and let it be known that I do, you know, have my little hustle spirit just like my sister. It was funny because her boo thing was telling us the day we was eating at the spot. He was like, I like y'all. Y'all some hustlers.
hustling real hard.
Exactly. Like, he was like, y'all just selling stuff. He was like, what? You can't. I mean, if there ain't no job for us, especially because me and my sister, we're the same age. We're both 20 years old. Like, we're the youth, you know what I mean? So there's not jobs out there just waiting around for us, you know what I'm saying? So we got to go out there, grab them, create them, get our hustle on any way we can, by any means necessary. Like, you know
man.
What I'm saying?
You know what? That is mad crazy. That's mad crazy because we were having a job. Me, Strange Fruit, and another one of the brothers were having a conversation. It was a brother that I used to work with until I quit. But he was telling me that it was some guys at the job. You know, I'm an electrician. And I used to work for this electrical company. He was saying that a brother called him and said, man, what's up with Well, I ain't gonna say the slave name, but what's up with him, man? I heard he got fired, but he had to check the brother because I had told him weeks prior that I was gonna quit. You know, I'm tired of working for somebody else. I have too many skills to be letting a job exploit me, punk me,
yes.
And just
yes.
have me like stress the hell out. So hell no, I quit and. I miss the money, yes, but at the same time, I know in my future there's some finance, and it's not just about the finance, it's about the time, my time. I can spend time with my daughter. I can take my daughter to school. I can pick her up. I can go get up in the morning and ride bikes. We can go to the library. It's limitless things that I can do now since I have fired. Now, he didn't fire me. I fired his ass before he could fire me. But it's limitless things that I can do now that I wasn't able to do. I had to call and say, man, can I take this day off? You know? No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be 50 years old still asking somebody, can I take a day off?
Can I go to the bathroom, please?
Can I raise my hand? I'm going to be late for work today, boss. No, we don't want to do that. I don't want to train my children up like that.
And the thing is that how do you think, you know, the economy got messed up the way it is? You know, it's because major corporations are being greedy, you know what I'm saying? And they're withholding a majority of the wealth that circulates in this country, and they're trying to produce control and have hands in everything that's produced in the country. What we have to do is start producing our own products. It starts small. You know, it might start with you making some shea butter, or making some soap, or making some earrings, or making some jewelry. It starts small like that. But then it get exactly, and then but then once we build the finances and the economics there, we can go forward and we can move forward and we can, you know, invest in other
right.
things and become producers in other areas. And if anybody had listened to us on New Kemet Network Station when we were doing our women's show every Tuesday, we have really went in on the economics of what we needed to do, especially us as women coming together, and what do we need to do to be producers, primary producers? Like, what do we need to do to get, you know, solve the energy crisis for our people? Not, you know, we're tired of giving our ideas up to everybody else. You know, it's time
right,
for us
right.
to do for ourselves. And, you know, it starts small with something like making jewelry or cutting hair or whatever hustle you have, blog talk radio. It starts with something small like that, but it grows and it becomes more. And you open up networking opportunities and all the right people link together. We get all the energy circulating in the right ways and we become our own biggest resource. You know what I mean?
You know, I appreciate that because, you know, I have dedicated one day out of the week for personal networking and supporting of black businesses on my Facebook page. That's the whole day will be strictly if you have any type of small business, if you have any type of business at all, if you have any type of ideas, products, anything you are selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to promote it on my page. I am going to promote you. I am going to tell people to support you. But at the same time, there is no reason why we should support anybody who looks like us if they are not supporting anybody who looks like us, if you catch my drift.
Yes.
If we can control, like in Chicago, we was just talking about this earlier. That is crazy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we were just talking about this earlier. If you look in Chicago, the Polish community, the Jewish community, the Italian community, the Mexican
community,
the Greek community, everybody has their community, and you better not even think about going in their community opening up a business. You better not think about going to Irish Town or Chinatown talking about you're going to get some Leroy's fried chicken. Man, they will laugh you up out of there. They won't even support you. But if you look at our community, I'm just looking at Chicago, so I know it's like this all over the country. At Chicago. If you go to our community, we got what we call in Chicago, we got Arabs, we got the Mexicans, we got Chinese, we got Koreans. Everybody is exploiting the hell out of us, but we're not exploiting each other. Meaning,
mm-hmm,
not
exactly.
exploiting us, not exploiting us in a bad, negative way, but exploiting us as far as bringing money back to our community and circulating our dollars. We're not circulating our dollars. We're sending our dollars to somebody else.
We're not utilizing ourselves. Utilizing ourselves. Exactly.
Yes, and we need to do that, man.
It's like every other community, the money keeps on exchanging hands and within the community. But, you know, with black people, it's like once we get the money, it's all of a sudden, you know, in the white man's hands, in this man's hands, and that man's hands.
But it ain't just him.
You know
what I'm saying? It's not just the white man. It's we giving our money to the Koreans. The Koreans are getting the majority of our money off of the hair care products, off of the cheap clothing.
Why you gotta go natural? I swear to God, I was tired of going down to the Korean store, giving them my dollars, buying the weaves, buying the gel.
That means we gotta stop giving them our money with these nails. You go in there, they got on masks, and they want to do your nails. They got on masks. They don't even offer you a mask.
You know,
you're just sitting there inhaling all them damn chemicals.
Exactly.
And they don't even offer you a mask. They don't even give you a suggestion of why do I have on a mask and you don't. What are you protecting yourself from that you're not protecting me from? And we both are in the same area. So that should let you know that it's something about those chemicals that he don't want to inhale, but he think that you should. So that lets you know right there that you don't respect my dollar.
Exactly. And you're putting it on, not only are you saying I can inhale it, you're putting it on my nails so that when I eat, I'm ingesting that. When I touch my skin, it's absorbing that. Like, you know what I mean? it's just like I can't avoid chemicals. I'm not gonna front, like I wear nail polish and it has chemicals in it and all that stuff. You can't get organic nail polish. It'd be expensive. I ain't trying to do all that. But if I seen a brother or a sister coming up with a reasonably priced organic, you know, nail polish, I buy it from them. Just like I said, with my hair, black soap and shea butter. Black soap and shea butter from a black-owned establishment.
Yes.
I don't buy
my and that's
shea
why,
butter.
And that's why.
And they have it at the Korean store. Don't get it twisted. They got a whole ass infection.
But I ain't
going to
buy
Korean
it from the
store.
Korean man. I'm not going to buy it from him. I'm going to find a brother or a sister that has it, and I'm going to buy it from them. That's why I encourage you, Palmetto, and you, Tay, if you know anybody that's I'd have forgot your name in that shortest span of time. Oh, my man. Anyway, if you all know anybody that has businesses, from homeschooling businesses to mm-hmm. books to products to T-shirts to, man, it don't matter what it is. You could be selling water. If you are
whatever you hustling
and you are supporting your community and you are up with the whole, we finna lock it down and we finna take back our economic power. Man, I want to support you on my Facebook page. I want to support you.
Y'all heard it first, man. Go on Saeed's page, man. Push your stuff.
You know what's so good about that? Not to cut you off, Tate. You know what's so good about that is if I'm just one person doing it, it's just say we get 20,000 people to be on the same page. We all supporting businesses for one day. We're going to support businesses for one day. And the rest of the week, we supporting different topics and different ideas and stuff like that. But on one day, we supporting each other's businesses. Man, overnight, I'm sure that we can put a dent in this whack-ass economy that they keep crying to us about, where we can change our own reality, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just give a big shout-out and a big up to Movers and Shakers. I know, especially locally in the Boston/Brooklyn community, I want to give a big up to Natural Vibes, you know, doing their thing, Ross Jad, you know, owning a natural business out here, like in Boston, that's unheard of. You know, I want to give a big up to Miss Dr. A from Raw Natural Healing Center and Mattapan Square, which is out there the other day. The sister is dopeness. I love the sister. Like, you know, she is a healer by nature. Her spirit is healing, and she's a beautiful spirit. So if you need any health, you have any health concerns or health issues, even if you don't live in the Boston area, you can still go online and order some of the products that she has available, and you can still call the sister, and that's at rawhealing.com. You can check her out there. Big ups to Brother Bamboo, you know, who hooked me up with that connect. You know, he's doing his thing, and we're going to get together and talk about doing our thing with vending the jewelry, because me and him both make jewelry, and that brother's a powerful artist as well. He's a wonderful singer, so check him out. You can check him out at Bamboo. You can check him out on Facebook. You can Google him. His information should come up. So Brother Bamboo, everybody who's doing their thing, especially out in the black community, that's really putting in work. And those two people I know personally, I mean three people personally I know that are really going, especially locally, and putting in the work for our people. So big ups to everybody who's over there. Got any shout-outs in your local area?
Man, she just blew my brain up. I'm sitting here.
Palmetto, pass. Palmetto, go ahead.
All right, well, man, shout out to Spirit, the Tattoo Poet. You know, I'm gonna be sponsoring the session live again next month, which is every second Tuesday at the Art Bar on 1211 Park Street in Columbia, South Carolina. It's gonna be a good show. It's a hip hop poetry venue, so it's a big time thing, and it's streamed live around the world, so you know, people watch it around the world. So you know, it's a big thing. Major artists be coming out there, so you know, big time shout out to him. He's definitely doing his thing out there. Shout out to Max Parthas. He's actually the one that started that, and we started actually a day called March 4th, which is March 4th for the prison. It's about the privatized prison industry. So on March 4th, we raise awareness about the privatized prison industry and about how basically that industry is using, you know, our people and the urban community as chattel, you know what I'm saying, there's slavery still going on, and it's just in the prison. So big time shout out to the people, my people out there in Atlanta and Columbia doing it, man. We doing it big, man. Yeah. Turn off your TV, man. It's more than a radio show. It's a movement. So that's what we doing, man.
Exactly.
All right.
That's what I hear in conversations with the Queen. You know, that's what we do. We network with everybody who's about the same frequency. So go on ahead, Brother Saeed. Have you got your head together?
Man, I'm sitting here and I was thinking about it. And you know what's so crazy? I can't even count on my hand the number of black businesses that there. I mean, there is a different type of climate here in Dallas, Texas. But I do want to shout out the Pan-African Connection. If you ever in the Dallas area and you're looking for some African art or you're looking for some African books, man, please check out the Pan-African Connection. They have a vast arrangement of all types of art. You would just spend hours in there just going through what they have. They have DVDs, they have music, they have art, they have books, they have incense, they have clothing. I mean, it's like a kid in a candy store. Also, I want to say what's up, and we want to support our brother Haiti Blues, who we had on the show.
Yes, support brother Haiti Blues.
I continue to bump into this brother with the information that he is putting out. It's just like, man, this brother is feeding me every day. I mean, I'm getting something from this brother every day, and I just don't want to forget to shout him out. Haiti Blues, what's up, brother? Continue to keep doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Big up to Israel, the poet, brother we had on the show, supporting the Queensland movement, the queensandpost.blogspot.com, a blog we started together. I edit, help edit, you know, especially being the queen, I have to push the queendom, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to Israel, the poet, who's going to be going on tour pretty soon. So hopefully, you know, he'll be coming to a town near you. Great brother. You can look him up on Reservation. Israel, the poet. Go check him out. Great brother.
Oh, speaking of eating healthy, a sister that has given me so many health tips as far as eating is sister over in Atlanta area. Her name is Chef Anki. If you are not connected to this sister, I advise you to look her up and click like on her fan page on Facebook. It's Chef, CHEFAHKI, Chef Anki. She is amazing. I mean, she puts out videos. She puts out recipes.
Okay.
She puts
I'm
out.
That,
hey,
I
you have to go and check her out, sister. I'm serious. Like, for real. She is like, man, amazing with this eating healthy, for real.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, locally, if you're in the Boston area, Piece of Food, PEACE. Ofood.com. My sister Letitia Richard, she puts it down. She's a food and wellness coach. Just, you know, great sister, great business, ambitious, you know, level-headed, wonderful human being. So definitely check her out as well. If you're dealing with the health and nutrition side of things, she's a great connect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, as well as brother Dr. Yuma, who we've had on the show several times. My brother, I love that brother. That's my brother. Dr. Yuma with U360.com. That's YEW360.com. You can go, he has all the herbs. I'm telling you, he got the dope herbs. I ordered some of his herbs. You know, they done helped me out. He done helped me out. That brother is just an upstanding brother.
So definitely, especially if you're in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, you can definitely holler at Brother Yuma. Even if you're not, he does online consultations and he does phone consultations. So definitely hit the brother up. His website is u360yew360.com. So, you know, that's a great brother, too.
Oh, man. See, we just changed the whole frequency of this show. You see that?
No, we
just changed the whole frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Well, it exceeded that 10 minutes that I said, so I'm.
Man, we went into 30 minutes.
I'll
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good.
Any last minute remarks, Ben?
I just want to send this out. If you're not my friend on Facebook, go and add me. Go and add me. We're building. We're adding on. Saeed Mustafa Muhammad. SAYYEED MUSTAPHA MUHAMMADEL. Man, that was like the alphabet, but I'm sure you can remember that.
Hey, you gotta get a nickname. Like, since we all doing all that shit together, like, we gotta break it down. You can't be all of that on Facebook. You just gotta be some of it. Pick two names and like.
Yeah. But, yeah, go add me, man. We building on. We adding. If you have any businesses on, what day I'm gonna do it? I think I'm gonna do it on Friday. Friday. All right. Friday
is business day. All right, cool.
Black Friday. Black Friday. Take over. Black Wall Street. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Resurrection of Black Wall Street. Exactly. Follow the brother on Twitter. Give him out your Twitter.
You can catch me on Twitter at Zarius Dad. That's ZARIASDAD. Man, all my stuff is the same. You can find me on Instagram. I mean, you can find me. I'm everywhere. So it's pretty much everything is the same. Zarias Dad, ZARIASDAD. And once again, we on Facebook. Also, the sister that was just on that was representing Cleverheads, that's where my book is going to be. I'm having a little technical difficulties, but don't fret because it's going to be out very, very shortly, and you can catch my book, Finding My Way. It's highly anticipated. I got several people that's already saying, yo, I need it. I got to have this. You can catch it, and it's going to be on, you can, matter of fact, go and add me or like me on Facebook at Finding My Way. That's my fan page. And also that my book will be at cleverheadsbookstore.com. All right.
All right. As always, you can find Facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. Don't forget to like us there. Facebook.com/gem, GEMINEYE creations. And that's Gemini creations. That's Facebook.com/Gemini creations. You can hit us up and you can catch up with us on our conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. Everything spelled correctly. That's all my info. I mean, you could try and add me on Facebook, but it's like I got like 4,808. I got 4,808. I'm creeping up on that number where they ain't going to let me add no more people. So I'm being selective with that, but definitely get us a fan page. You hear me? You know what I'm saying?
I'm
hear me
out
on
here.
That Tay Queen. You can know more about the earrings, tayqueen@hotmail.com. You know, all that stuff. Or you can hit me up directly on my cell phone, and that's 5770395, and you can hit me up directly and ask me about the angel wings. Okay, Brother Palmetto, let them know. Well, you already did,
too
wrong
for TV.
Hold up. I ain't tell y'all. Y'all got to follow me on Twitter at Tay Queen. TAEQUEEN. Okay, keep it going. There you go.
All right, my bad. Hey, but Too Raw for TV, man. It's going to be a great show. This next coming up Thursday, we got Mike Stone from Mike Stone, the Critical Band. You may have seen his brother on America's Got Talent. He's a really big artist out there in the Columbia area, head of the Mike Stone and Critical Band. So that's going to be on this Thursday on blogtalkradio.com/TooRawForTV. You can also follow me on Twitter. I follow right back at Palmetto, that's PALMETTO_*. I'm there. I'm not on Instagram yet. I got a funky dinosaur phone, so I don't know when I'm going to get on that, you know.
Hey,
but,
Bo, did you, Palmetto, did you have a link up with the brother?
Who that?
Palmetto, did you have a link up with that brother, Ishmael Hall, I think his name was?
Yes. Yeah,
did
yeah,
you ever hear that
song?
Did you ever hear that song?
Yeah, his song's good, man. His song's good. I did hear him, and he hit me up. He said he was going to call in. I didn't hear from him on the show, but, yeah, we did link up, though.
Okay, all right.
All right, y'all. Well, my phone dying. I'm finna get off the phone and, you know, have me my time. So, you know, we love y'all. And, you know, come back to Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit, you know, definitely check out the Palmetto Show and check out everything that we've been talking about because everything that we talk about is relevant. So, you know, it's good for you. All right. Peace out,
y'all.
Deuces.
Peace.